Amen. Help me celebrate God's servant and his lovely wife. Thank you for this great work. I'm a husband of one wife, no concubine anywhere. Help me celebrate my one and only wife. Amen. God bless you. Be seated. Shall we pray together? Our Father and our God, we are grateful to you because you've been so gracious to us from the beginning of these crusades until now. We have heard your word. You have shown mercy to many. Several sick have been healed. Oppressed have been delivered. Miracles have happened in the name of your holy child, Jesus. We have come to draw from you tonight again. We ask that the heavens will kiss the earth. We ask, O God, that you will visit everyone on site and online that is listening to your word now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way very freely. The service is yours. Let it be whichever way you desire. We return every glory to the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I asked the apostle, what is the theme of our crusade this year? He said he wanted the Holy Spirit to give direction. So I asked the Holy Spirit, what will you want me to say to those that you will gather here tonight? And he said to me, destiny lost, destiny recovered. Destiny lost, destiny recovered. Your lost destiny shall be recovered tonight in the name of Jesus. I ask him, what does destiny mean? He said to me, a man's destiny is that for which God created the man. You are not an accident in creation. Before your father and mother met, either it was X, Y, Y, X, 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 Y, whatever the equation, God had already determined that you will be the man, the male that you are, the female that you are, and God has already designed a program. God has already designed who you will become. God has already designed what you will do in life. When you live and what you do is contrary to what God designed you to live and do, your destiny is lost. And I can see several people here tonight. Satan has turned their lives upside down. This is not the you in God's mind. This is not the person God planned you to be. There is a perversion. There is a twisting. There is a change. There is an interruption. But tonight, that interruption shall be arrested and your destiny shall be recovered and you will become the man, you will become the woman that God created you to be in the name of Jesus. God planned that a Samaritan woman will be an evangelist, a great soul winner. But Satan turned her to become a womanizer. You know, there are womanizers and there are womanizers. Women who live as if they are only alive for men. Women who are mesmerized and their destinies are turned upside down. They are sex slaves to men. God planned for her to be an evangelist, but for several years in her life, she was jumping from one man to another man. She jumped from the first one to the second one to the third one to the fourth one to the fifth one to the sixth one, and all those years her destiny was lost until her path crossed the path of the Savior, until her path crossed the path of the Messiah. Her destiny was recovered. And at the point her destiny was recovered, she became the one God planned her to be. Rahab the harlot. God planned that that woman would be a wife, would be a mother, would belong to a choice family. But Satan hijacked her. Made a prostitute out of her. Made money her goal in life. She sold her body for money. She made so much money that she bought her own land on the city wall and built her glass house on the city wall. Her house was a house that everyone will want to visit. So even when God came visiting in Jericho, God went to that house. But that woman who was meant to be a wife, that woman who was meant to be one of the great grandmothers of the Savior of the world, Satan lost his grip. His plot against her destiny was aborted the day God came in and she gave God the opportunity. Somebody will give God the opportunity today and your lost destiny will be recovered in the name of Jesus. That amen can be louder than that. Tell your neighbor, my lost destiny shall be recovered. Say it very well. Let me hear you very well. Mean it with all your heart. My lost destiny shall be recovered. I will be the man, the woman God planned me to be. Whatever Satan has made out of me is ending tonight. Can I hear a loud amen? Tonight, I want to look at a destiny that was lost and recovered. In Judges chapter 13, when you read verse 24 and verse 25, and the woman bear a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Here we have the story of a destiny born. But permit me to start by saying that the family, the home, is the bedrock for all God will ever do. God can never fulfill his purpose without connecting it to the home. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, was born through the bedrock of a home. Joseph betrothed Mary, a pure, holy, correct relationship. I used to ask people, if when Mary got engaged to Joseph, if they were kissing and caressing and romancing secretly, will Mary still have become the mother of Jesus? Can you help me answer that question? Say louder. Say loudest. Everything God does connects to a correct home. If you are here, your home is not correct. The state of your home is the reason why the ultimate of God's purpose concerning you cannot be revealed or fulfilled. In the same way, a destiny was to be born called Samson. God went in search of a family that was in order. God went in search of a family that was united. God went in search of a family where there is no competition. He found the family of Manoah. A man, a loving husband, an understanding and cooperating and trusting husband. A humble wife, submissive wife, accountable wife, and committed wife. So God decided to visit that family so that a destiny can be born. So that a generational voice can come forth. So that a great deliverer can emerge. So that an instrument that will scatter the stronghold of darkness can emerge. God sent an angel to Manoah's wife. The first issue to me tonight is, why the woman and not the man? Why did God decide to go to the family of Manoah through the wife? Two reasons, I think. Number one, God was not afraid of this woman. She is not like some of us here who are spiritual. And we intimidate and harass and insult our husbands, and we have hardened their heart from turning to God. If it was you, an angel appeared to bring the family message to, I know what you will do. You will come to your husband and point your finger at his eyes and tell him, I told you I am more acceptable to God than you. I told you I am more spiritual than you. Can't you see? God came to visit our house today. He bypassed you and came to me. If that was the kind of a woman she was, she would have aborted the purpose of God. And God doesn't want to undertake any journey that will not materialize. She was a humble woman, a spiritual woman, a dedicated woman, an accountable woman. God was not afraid of using her. So when the angel came to her, the angel told her, a destiny will be born by you. But there is a price to pay. You will not eat what others eat. You will not drink what others drink. You will not do what others do. You will separate yourself to carry what God is about to bring forth. I pity those of you who are here tonight who desire that God will use them and you think you can live anyhow. I pity those of you here tonight who desire that you will be instruments in the hand of God, and you think you, because you can't beat them, you have to join them God doesn't manage things. The day I understood that God never manages things was when he had to test 10,000 people, one by one, 10,000 people, one by one, and out of the 10,000, he chose only 300. I said, God, why go through that pain? He said, yes, I don't want to use people who let me down. 300 is okay for God than 10,000 that don't know their left nor their right. So the Bible says, the moment the angel left her, she ran to her husband and gave account. Excuse me, sir. When you were not here today, an angel of the Lord came to me. He said to me, I will conceive. I will have a male child, and that child will be the deliverer of Israel. And he said, I must not drink wine. I must not touch anything dead. He said, that child will be a Nazarite unto God in total account. She gave thorough, complete account. She was a woman that realized that she's accountable to her head. Some of you are here. You have assets that your husband is not aware of. You bought houses that your husband is not aware of. You undertake projects that your husband is not aware of. I don't envy you. Your life is upside down. Yeah, I know my husband. If I tell him I have money, he will collect it and waste it. Mm-hmm. When she finished giving account to the husband, she said, my husband, I know you. You are going to ask me now, what is the name of the angel? I didn't ask him of his name. I know you. You will ask, where did he come from? Sorry, sir. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me. Madam, do you know why your quarreling with your husband is unending? You have refused to understand that man. When God helps you to begin to understand that man, quarrels are settled before they happen. She already has solved a problem that was coming. So if the man was going to ask the name, when the angel came, can't you see? He went ahead and asked the name. But if she didn't deal with that, after all the accounts the woman gave, just one question will have scattered the peace of the house. The man came and he talked to you and so what is his name? And that will become fight. Many of you are here. No peace in your home. No joy in your home. You can't pray together. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. Each of you are busy chasing their 1,000 and 1,000. And 80% of your usefulness to God is lost. Why? You don't understand each other. You've been together 20 years till today. You don't understand. And you are not ready to understand each other. And that is how you don't believe each other. The moment she finished talking to the husband, he believed her. Excuse me, sir. How can there be peace in your home when you don't believe your wife? You don't believe any good thing can ever come out of a woman. Everything that woman says is woman talk, woman talk, woman talk, woman talk. And your neglect of woman talk has landed you in many troubles. What you don't understand is that in the home, God has put division of labor in place. The sensitive part of the home, God has invested in the woman. Oh, God, sir, You are so overloaded with so many things that even if God is going to draw your attention to certain dangers, you can't access it. So he has put that sensitive part of you in your wife. Where you neglect her and you push out and you silence her, you are undoing yourself. He believed the wife. He went to God and said, God, thank you for sending somebody to my wife. He didn't quarrel God. He's the only wise God. Can you send him back again so that he can tell us how we will handle this child? And God answered the prayer. So Manoah was also a man who prayed and God answered. And when God sent the second time, he still sent to the woman. And when the angel came to the woman, Manoah ran to her husband. Say, wait. Let me call my husband. She ran and called the husband. And when she called the husband, as she was going back to the angel, this time the husband followed her. Excuse me, sir. It's not all the time your wife follows. There are times you follow also. Manoah followed his wife and they came to the angel. And the wife introduced Manoah to the angel. Ah, that's my husband. And Manoah said, are you the one who came to my wife? He said, yes. Did you say we have a son? He said, yes. And so how are we going to treat the son? The same way I said, what your wife told you is correct. No razor must touch his head. Your wife must not drink wine or strong drink. Okay. Before I forget, my wife said you didn't tell her your name. When this thing that you have done happens, please tell me your name so that we can do you honor. So you can understand that the woman understood the way the man reasons. And the angel said something I would like to say to every servant of God today. The angel said, in this matter that God is about to do, my name is a secret. My name is hidden. God will do great things through your life, but may your name be hidden. May you never attach your name to what God does. May you never take credit for what God does. Your name must be secret in the things that God is doing through your life. If what God is doing in your life will last. The angel said, in this matter, my name is secret. The Manoah said, if that be the case, let's go and make food for you to eat. Let's entertain you. He said, I will not eat your food. Okay, let's offer sacrifice unto God. He said, you can do that. If it is unto God, go ahead. And as he offered the sacrifice, the angel entered the sacrifice and returned back to where he came from. When Manoah saw that, he said, hey, we are finished. We have seen God. We will die. I see a communicating family. A family that shares. A family that talks. A family that discuss. The wife said, yeah, I don't think that God came to kill us. If God came to kill us, he will not tell us all these things that he told us he will do. And the man picked courage. Sir, when your heart is heavy, are you humble enough to share with your spouse? When you don't understand certain things that are happening around you at certain times, some of the burdens that you carry, that you should not carry, is what is putting pressure on your blood. You are not 35, you are having blood pressure. I'm 61, going to 62. My blood pressure is still 120, 70 something. Permanent, constant. When you carry the load you should not carry, there will be pressure. That's why many, the rate of hypertension, the rate of stroke, the rate of blood pressure related diseases is multiplying. Men are not talking. Men are not sharing. Women are bottling up and they are dying with their pain. They were a talking family. Let me move away from them. So God visited like he promised. And the Bible says, Manoah's wife conceived. And in 9 months, she delivered a baby boy according to the prophecy. Can you see with me? Even if in the day of their meeting together, as husband and wife, it was XX versus XY. And medically speaking, it would have been a girl. But because there is a prophetic destiny to be fulfilled, X or no X, Y or no Y, equals to a male. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Who has the final say? Talk to me, oh! Who has the final say? Not the XS, YYY, XXX, and so on. Not the medical verdict. Not what the doctors have said. They don't have the final say. It has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. But she conceived. We're having Caleb Ice Abuja 2017. At the end of one of the nights, one of my sons, a pastor at one of the churches there, brought a dedicated member. Sir, they love God. They are committed to God. They have been married for several years. No child. I said, that is not permitted. After prayers 2018, Calabites, Abuja, they returned back with 2 boys for dedication. While they came, another member followed them to the dedication. And the pastor said, these ones too, they are very dedicated. They have been married for 21 years. She had crossed menopause already. No child. I don't understand too much grammar. But I understand that with God, all things are shouting louder, let me hear you. All things are. Prayers was offered in the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus. 2019, we are preparing to go for London Calabite. She met us in our office in Abuja with a bouncing baby boy at 50, 22 years of marriage. God holds the final say. Many verdicts shall be reverted tonight in the name of Jesus. Conclusions that men have made about you. Conclusions that demons have made about you. Conclusions that the world around you has made. God will overrule. God will reverse. And God will make his purpose concerning your life to come to pass. If you believe it, your amen can be louder. Manoah's wife gave birth to a son. And the first thing to be done was to name that child. Name that destiny. And they thought, and they called his name Samson. How many of you know the meaning of Samson? Samson means son. S-U-N. Son. You know son? How many of you know sun? How many of you saw the sun today? Sun. They looked at the child. They didn't call him stone. They didn't call him spoon. They didn't call him stick. They didn't call him one useless name of a great-grandfather that was wasted by the devil. They named him according to the destiny they believed God created him to fulfill. They said, this one is son. He will shine. He will bring us out of darkness. He will end our night. He will bring the breaking of a new day. Some of you are here. Your problem started at your naming. Before Jacob was born, God named his destiny. What was his destiny that God named? God said, he will be greater than Esau. God said, he will be stronger than Esau. I wish the father called him stronger or called him greater. But instead of giving him such beautiful names that connects his destiny, they looked at him and they called him Mr. Cheat. One month, they were calling him Mr. Cheat, Mr. Cheat, Mr. Cheat, Mr. Cheat. They were doing 1 year birthday ceremony. We have ceremony, birthday ceremony of Mr. Cheat. His twin brother, they called him Mr. Red. No wonder it was red pottage that scattered his destiny. Mr. Red. He can't withstand red. Some of you are here. You can withstand a lady that is black, but you can't withstand a lady that is fair. Your temptation is categorized. Every time they saw him, they called him Mr. Cheat. And he had to battle with cheating for the first 60 years of his life. No wonder somebody said, the graveyard is the richest place on earth. It is full with men and women with destinies not fulfilled. If he didn't have the penal experience, he would have been born, called a cheat, lived a cheat, died a cheat. Destiny wasted. God never planned that he would be a cheat. God planned that he would be an overcoming prince. God planned that he would be a winner. God planned that he would be greater. God planned that he would be sweeter, stronger. He only entered that destiny after Peniel experience at 60. May tonight be your Peniel experience. Come on, say better amen. May tonight be your Peniel experience. Whatever God created you for, may your life become engaged into it fully from tonight. In the name of Jesus. But for some sin, they call him son. Created to shine. Created to end the night season for his people. And the Bible says, the child grew and the Lord blessed him. How many of you want God to bless you? Then grow. If you grow in your dedication, in your submission to God's will, in your love for God, in your passion after God, in your prayer life, in your study of God's word, if you grow in soul winning, you grow in your walk with God, you will enjoy more blessing. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. There is blessing in growth. Now follow me carefully. Are you there? Are you there? Are you following me? So the Bible says in verse 25, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp. There is a camp where the Spirit of God moves people. And can I let you know that your life is the way it is because of the camp that you belong to? Everybody that is here tonight belongs to a camp. What you do, how you live, reflects the camp that you belong to. If you belong to the camp of liars, lying becomes your trademark. You don't think before you lie. You have anointing to lie. Several of you are here. Your lying lifestyle is indescribable. You don't think before you lie. When you sit down in your camp, and you sit down in the midst of friends, and you are talking blah 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 blah. What you are saying in 15 minutes, everything is a lie. But it's so coherent, it's so joined together, it's so together that nobody catches you. And when you are talking, something is telling you, you are a liar. You are a liar. It's a lie. It's a lie. You say, yes, I know it's a lie, but I will turn a lie because I belong to the camp of liars. How many ladies have you deceived by the lying anointing and it has worked? So you see, my elder sister is in United States of America, a place called Chicago, and she promised that she's going to send me $5,000. Can you make your list? What do you want me to do for you? And nobody in your family has crossed Oshodi. You are talking to a girl, you are calling America, and you are calling the name of a place in United Kingdom. You don't know the difference. Liar! Do you belong to the camp of liars? You lie by words. You lie. The life you present to people is a lie. When you belong to the camp of liars, the summary of your life is a lie. You reflect lies. You exhibit lies. You demonstrate lies. What camp do you belong to? Help me ask your neighbor, what camp do you belong to? Come on, ask him very well for me. Ask her very well for me. Either you will fulfill your destiny or not depends on the camp to which you belong. Some of you are here, you belong to the camp of 419. The camp of make it quick. Everybody around you want to make it quick. You couldn't finish your university. But always, you are talking of millions, 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 millions. Talking big. And because you belong to that camp of making it quick, you have joined 419 gang. You will quickly arrive, you will quickly depart. You will quickly succeed, you will quickly die. Some of you are here. You have joined one call to the other. A young man said to me, he lost the father. He loved the mother. He saw himself and the mother dying in abject poverty. So he set out and told himself, I must be rich at all costs. They took him to Calabar, to an old man there. And the old man talked with him, I will make you rich, but you must have to give up the one you love most in life. And the one he loved most in life was the mother. And it was because of the mother he wanted to become rich so that he can end her suffering. He was considering giving his mother in exchange for wealth, quick wealth. But overnight, before the morning, he replied the old man himself died. He left there. He came to somewhere around Abuja. They took him to under the bridge there. And they told him, we can make you very rich in a short time. But we are going to remove your potency as a man. We are going to make you to be a man that is not a man. We will castrate you in the spirit. You will be very rich, but you will never become a father. Hello, sir. The blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich and added no sorrow. But the blessing of Satan will take joy from you and endow you with sorrow. Satan has no blessing to offer. Some of you went to him to get blessings. You desire to become rich very quick. You join cults. You entered into covenants with Satan. You join robbery gangs. You join kidnapping gangs. All with the goal of getting rich quick. If Satan makes you rich quick, he will make you die soon. What camp do you belong to? Camp of drunkards? Either you drink secretly or you drink openly. That is the camp you belong to. Either you drink only during Christmas, once in a year. That is the camp you belong to. Do you belong to the camp of drug addicts? You want to feel high. You want to feel on top. The only one that can put you on top is the only one that is up. I don't know whether you know his name. If you know his name, shout his name. Let me hear you. Shout his name louder. If by drugs you go up, as you go up, you'll be dragged down. What camp do you belong to? Some of you were deceived into it. But you can't help it anymore. One of the times I went to Venezuela, as I was just arriving at the church to preach, I didn't know one young man was there waiting for me. As I came down from the vehicle, he broke through their protocols and grabbed me. He was screaming and shouting on top of his voice. For the past 11 years, I have been suffering from the addiction of drugs. I hate it. I don't want it, but I can't stop it. I tell other young men, don't take drugs, but I can't stop it. If your God will not set me free, I will not let you go. And can you imagine, the young man had the strength of drugs. I was praying God for deliverance. It took some 4 hectic men to release me from his hand. When I got finally delivered, as a young man, I can't set you free, but I know the one that can set you free. His name is Jesus. He can break every addiction. He can break every yoke. He can end your addiction to drugs. He gave his heart to Jesus. As I began to pray for him, the power of God purged him out. He was vomiting into a glass cup. And what he was vomiting looks like, what do you call it? Juice. Looks like juice. He vomited until every trace of drugs in him was pushed out by the power of God. And then he looked at me and said, I am free. Tonight, he will set you free in the name of Jesus. That addiction was not what you were created for. You are not created to be a lesbian. You are not created to be a homosexual. You are not created for that addiction to pornography. Some of you are here, you call yourself believers, but you can't sleep in the night until you have worshipped at the altar of pornography and masturbation. You are addicted to it. You are enslaved by it. And how I pity you. One night, you will just be doing what you are doing. The trumpet will sound. We will leave you here doing it. Those who are ready are gone. It will happen in the twinkling of an eye. Hello, sister. With all this, your spirituality, no week ever passes until you go to your lesbian friend. How many times have you confessed that sin of lesbianism? You say, you see, I don't want any man to defile me. I don't want to carry pregnancy. And so you have reduced yourself to an animal. When you become an animal, you are good for roasting. Sodom and Gomorrah became animals. Men to men, women to women, and God roasted them. Which camp do you belong to? You belong to the camp of those who claim they are born again, Holy Ghost filled, tongue speaking, but they are lesbians, they are homosexuals, they are fornicators. Hello, sir. Do you belong to the camp of womanizers, adulterers? In your camp, they tell you, to renew your blood, you have to be sleeping with young ladies. I abuse you sleeping with young ladies to renew your blood. Don't worry. HIV is coming. I wish you know the ever fresh blood. That is the precious blood of Jesus. That is the only ever fresh blood. When you are connected to that blood, your blood is ever fresh. Blood of adultery is defiled blood. Blood of adultery is tormenting blood. Hello, sis. Have you joined the camp of abortionists? You have also become a murderer instead of a mother. Your age mates are mothers. You are a murderer. Those innocent babies you have killed, they are crying and calling your name. You are a murderer. You are not a mother. You belong to the camp of abortions. Have you joined the camp of those who come to church to steal? When people are praying and they are crying to God, you are looking for phone to carry. That is an aborted destiny. I met a young man who we affected as a small boy in Benue State those days. I met him in America. And he was telling me how he's importing some phones to Nigeria as his own product. And I thought in my heart, this young man today that is bringing phones into Nigeria, customized phones that is traceable to his name, how terrible it would have been if as a young man he scattered that destiny by being a thief. Stealing one phone and losing the license to be a phone producer. Whatever you do with your life today affects who you become tomorrow. Do you belong to the camp of thieves? Escape from there. The good news tonight is it is possible to change camp. Let me tell your neighbor, get ready to change camp. You didn't say it well. Are you still hearing me? Let me hear you. Are you still hearing me? Which camp do you belong to? Do you belong to the camp of adulterers? Have you joined the gang of married women that have sugar daddies and sugar mommies? My husband doesn't satisfy me. Me, I can't stay for one man. Oh. I can't be taking direction. No. Have you joined them? Do you keep appointments in hotels? Do you travel out of town to keep appointment? God is watching you. God will judge you. Which camp do you belong to? All these terrible camps that I've mentioned, when men join those camps, their destinies are lost. When men join those camps, they can't fulfill their destiny. When men join those camps, they miss out from the purpose of God for their lives. There are some here that have joined the camp of debtors. Internet has made them debtors. Everybody that offers loan that they see on their phone, they quickly get it. They can't sleep in the night again because of calls, because of text messages, because they have been haunted. A debtor is a slave. How did you join that camp? The camp I'm inviting you to, we don't borrow there, we lend. We have more than enough. Because we are connected to Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Which camp do you belong to? But let me quickly come back to my message. There is a camp where God moves people. And when Samson started, that was the camp that he belonged to. The camp of Dan. Can I hear you shout, the camp of Dan? Say it very well. Which camp did Samson belong to? The camp of Dan. Now you may want to ask, what is the meaning of Dan? Dan means God is my judge. Samson belonged to a camp that is conscious of God as judge. Everyone that has ever fulfilled destiny in the scriptures belonged to that camp. Daniel belonged to that camp. Why did he propose in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating what Nebuchadnezzar was offering? Because he belonged to the camp of Dan. In that camp, men are conscious of God. They are conscious of God as judge. They are conscious of the fact that God will judge me. Whatever I do, God will judge me. Even if nobody sees me, God is judge. Joseph belonged to the camp of Dan. That's why when he was left alone with Potiphar's wife, nobody was there. The woman said, let's do it quickly. You're not the one begging me. I am the one begging you. Let's do it quick. Then they said, there is no quick. The camp I belong to. We don't do such naughty things. How can I commit such a great wickedness and sin against God? Who matters in this camp is God. Your wife may not be able to stop you. Your wife may not be able to say anything to you. You may shout her down, but you can't shout the Almighty God down. There is a God who is judge. Reuben didn't belong to that camp. That's why he did a quick run with the father's wife on the father's bed. Samson started very well. He belonged to a camp called the camp of Dan. Now listen to me carefully as I begin to tie up my message tonight. The Bible says the camp of Dan has a location. The camp of Dan is between two cities. The camp of Dan is between Zora and Eshtaol. Look at that in verse 25. The camp of Dan between Zora and Eshtaol. Can I have one young man come from my right hand side here? One young man run to the stage here quickly. Any young man there? Can I have one young lady that knows how to do some little drama come from my left hand here? Any lady that knows how to do some little drama? Any lady there? Come. Thank you, ma'am. Just one young one. Okay. Thank you. The camp of Dan is between Zora and Eshtaol. Give time to study the scriptures. Everything written in the scriptures are written for our own learning. Many years ago, I studied the Bible very badly. When I take my Bible and I come to scriptures that talk about begat, I say, why are they wasting my time with begat? I will check the first begat, I will jump to the last begat and continue my studies. How many of you were as bad as me? Until one day, I was studying Genesis chapter 11 and the Holy Spirit constrain me to look at what happened from one generation to another generation to another generation, and I discovered that for seven generations they became fathers at the age of 35 maximum. And then he came to Terah, he became a father at 70. I understood something from here. So it means that one took his fathers for seven generations, 1 year to achieve, took him 2 years to achieve. And then Abraham suffered the same thing. Isaac suffered the same thing. And so on. Your cultural is a gift that can help you understand some things also. If you use your cultural and you check Zora means a new town. A new beginning. A symbol of breakthrough. When something had come to that camp where God is judged and he presses towards Zora, he presses deeper into the things of God. His destiny breaks forth new testimonies, new dimensions, new grace, new gift. As he presses to Azora, he breaks new grounds. He takes new territories. His life is full of new things. How I pray for you that that shall be the direction of your life. In the name of Jesus. But listen. Of Dan is not only between Zora, it is also having Eshtaol to the other side. I don't know if somebody can quickly help me check Eshtaol. Eshtaol means strong woman. Hello. Esther means what? Strong woman. So when Samson took his turn in the camp of Dan, his destiny was hanging between Zora and Esther. When he was breaking new grounds, breaking new territories, going to new heights, experiencing new grace, experiencing new breakthroughs, experiencing new blessings, as he was pressing into God. Esther was calling. Esther means strong woman. So, what distracted you from destiny? For something, it was Esther. What made you lose destiny? For something, it was a strong woman, a strange woman. A point came. He turned his back on Zora. He turned his back on what God was doing. He turned his back on his destiny. He turned his back on where God was taking him to. And faced Esau. Check it very well. After that point, nothing was attractive, important to Samson than women. The summary of his life became woman. Have you helped me check Esau? Huh? Women, right? Strong woman. Strong woman. So when you come to Judges chapter 14, after he faced Esau, what was the next thing that happened? The Bible says, and Samson went down to Timnath, and there, what did he see? Talk to me now. Judges 14:1. Excuse me, are there only women in Timnath? Huh? How come? Samson went to Timnath. He didn't see any man. He only saw a woman. And the word of God says he went down. Excuse me, sir. Since you turned your back on destiny, you began to go down. Since you face Esther, you began to go down. When the strong woman began to entice you, for some it was a woman, for you it may be money, for you it may be career, for you it may be one thing or the other, that distracted you away from God, that distracted you away from the purpose of God for your life. And when it made you turn your back on destiny, on what God wanted to do with your life, your destiny began to go down. Your prayer life began to go down. Your fasting life began to go down. Your sacrifice for the kingdom began to go down. The summary of your life is that you began to go down. Down so much that you will not hear counsels anymore. Since this bros, this man, that we are seeing around you, we take your head off. I don't know why you people are judging me. Huh? You don't wish anything good for me. You don't wish good for me. This great gift of God to my life, you are saying, huh? She's already facing Esau. Nothing you say matters. Samson's father and mother say, Samson. You can't see any woman on the other side. Is it this side you are coming to get woman? Samson said, get her for me. She pleased me well. When men face Esau, they stop pleasing God. They start pleasing self. Sir, who are you alive pleasing? Who is pleased with the life you are living? Is God happy? Or is he ashamed of you? You see tears on your account. The moment he faced Esau, his covenant began to break. He began to break covenant. As he was going, a lion was coming. He grabbed the lion. He tore the lion in pieces and threw it aside. Anointing. Sir, anointing without consecration equals calamity. The next time they were coming back, he left the father and mother behind quickly to check those lions. The lion that he taught by anointing, he got there. That lion was having Satan packaged honey inside that lion. And by his consecration, he should not touch anything dead. But the honey looked sweet. He quickly took and ate. That was the beginning of his defilement. So can you see the kind of preacher he became? He started making riddles. Man of God started making riddles. Say, lion is strong, honey is sweet. Tell me the meaning. Man of God became an entertainer. taking the issue of the souls of men lightly. And then when they couldn't tell it, he said, pay me. They knew how to catch him. He used the lady in his life. Because the summary of his life now is woman. It's woman that is now in charge. He had lost control. He told them. He told her. She told them. And then he had to go and use the anointing to kill 30 people. And then gather. Anointing became for settling. Depths in cure in gratification of the flesh. Then in Judges chapter 16, the Bible says, and Samson went down to a harlot, man of God, prophet of God, Mr. Son. Became customer at harlot quarters. Some of you are here till today, and if God doesn't deliver you till tomorrow, you are still customer of harlots. You visit harlot quarters speaking in tongues. You come out of harlot quarters speaking in tongues. I heard of a man. Every time he fornicates, the first thing he tries to do is to speak in tongues. And when he speaks in tongues, he tells himself, God has not left yet. So when God in your life equals to just speaking in tongues, I pity you. Because demons too speak in tongues. How many of you are aware of that? Several years ago, while I was still lecturing, there was this sister in the fellowship. She said, pray for me. I laid hands on her, I prayed for her. Then the demons in her spoke back to me. They said, look, we have kept her in bondage to masturbation so that she will never serve God right. We gave her a language of prayer. She will speak in that language for 2, 3, 4 hours. But she will never be able to sleep until she has masturbated. The spirit that gave her all trance was the spirit of masturbation. And so she must worship at that altar or else she can't sleep. She will have to masturbate, then she can sleep. Samson went down to harlot quarters. He spent the whole night. And they gathered around the house and they said, as soon as your day is breaking, we'll cut you off. Middle of the night, God succeeded in pushing him out of that place. And when he left there, he went to the gate of hell, the gate of the city. He pulled it up and carried it to the top of the mountain and said, bro, banku gaba there. Bro, banku gaba there. If there is any one of you that is anointed, come to the top of the mountain and carry your gate. Sir, are you living anyhow? An anointing is still flowing. Your end is very close. I see disaster coming. Your destiny is already being lost. God delivered him from that harlot. I thought that he will stop going to harlots. Then the Bible says in verse 4, that became the summary of his life. The moment he faced Esther, his business became women. The deliverance he was born to bring, that mission became aborted. All he lived for now was women. Look at verse 4, Judges 16. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. I tried to check what is the meaning of Sorek. Sorek means a place of unfruitfulness. Sorek means unfruitful land, unfruitful place. This Halak was in a valley, and in that valley, men are made to become unfruitful to God. When you go to the valley of Sorek, you cease to be fruitful to God. You lose your fruitfulness. You become useless. You become unprofitable. Samson went down to that valley. And who did he meet there? Delilah. Delilah means a delicate woman. Hello? Hello? Are you still there? When Delilah was born, when the devil will name her destiny, he called her delicate. It was as if she would be assigned only to handle delicate cases. And Samson was one of her delicate customers. She came to Samson and she said, Samson, dear Samson, beloved Sammy, tell me how I can finish you. Tell me how I can stop your destiny. Tell me how I can scatter your future. Tell me how I can reduce you to nothing. Tell me how I can make you unprofitable to your God. Can I ask you a question? If somebody came to you and told you that, what should you do? You are not answering me. You will give the person a kiss. Huh? What will you do? Huh? You will run. Any spell that has been casted on you, that you allow destiny destroyers to be hanging around you, that is the reason why you have not escaped yet. I command that spell broken now in the name of Jesus. Every time that person comes around you, you go down. Every time that person comes around you, you are defiled. Every time that person comes around you, you have sin to confess, and yet you are not fleeing. There is a spell at work. So Samson started telling lies. He said, you see, the hairs of my head, they are seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just weave the 7 of them together. That's all. That's a lie. They weaved it. Samson, the enemies have come. He stood up. He dealt with them. She said, man of God. Man of God, you tell lies. Some of the people the devil has used to damage your destiny, a point comes, they preach the Bible back to you. Samson said, did I say weave? No, it's not weave. Go and get fresh rope. Tie me with fresh rope. They got fresh rope, they tied him. He broke it. He dealt with them. Sir, you don't love me. You don't like me. It's okay. What did I tell you? You said fresh rope. No, it's not fresh rope. It's dry rope. They went, they got dry rope, they brought, they tied him. He dealt with her. Then she changed strategy. She began to weep. I would die. I love you. Why did my part with your own cross like this? I damn any consequence. I'll make you happy. I'll make God sad. I'll destroy my life. How many of you have made mortal happy and the immortal one sad? Okay. Daily, give me a smile. I'm going to tell you the truth now. Your tears talked to me. It broke my heart. You see, I'm not an ordinary child. I'm a destiny child. I was born by covenant, and I was born to be a deliverer. I'm a Nazarite, separated unto God from my mother's womb. This hair, these locks you see me carry, they are not for fancy. These locks are covenant locks that locked God to me. The day these locks are cut off, God is unlocked. He will go his way. These locks are covenant seals. As long as they are there, God can still hang around me. But if they are cut, I become ordinary. I become useless. I become powerless. I change from a victor to a victim. How many victors here tonight that have become victims? The things you once overcame, now overcome you. Nightmares that you stopped having 20 years ago has resumed. Habits that you said bye-bye to, you have resumed. You smoke secretly now. You belong to the camp of hemp smokers. We have people who smoke before they pray. They smoke or get themselves drunk before they pray. And when you see them praying and sweating, you think it's Holy Ghost. No, it's hemp ghost. Our generation is horrible. People do unimaginable things. So Delilah said, "Well, now I know you love me. Sammy, man of God. You are man of God. True now. You have told me the truth. Put your head on my laps." The man of God put his head on her laps. And then she was massaging his back, rubbing his back, and rubbed him to sleep. And he slept. And she got a razor blade. Young man, it's not all women that are wives. There are women that are knives. A knife is not a wife. They are destiny shorteners. You can cut your destiny short. The love they proclaim for you can end you quick. As Samson slept off, she grabbed the first lock, his prayer life, cut it off. I wish he woke up. Grab the fasting life, cut it off. Grab the study life, cut it off. You see, a four locks, God will still hanging around whether he will wake up. Grab his life of communion and fellowship with other believers, cut it off. Grab his life of soul winning, cut it off. Grab his life of sacrifice for the kingdom, cut it off. And then the hell was just remaining only one. God was still hanging around. I needed to ask you tonight, how many of the locks of your hair have been cut off already, Samson? To what extent has your covenant with God been broken? What you are doing with your life, was that what you promised God? God could not wake him up. I pray that God will wake you up tonight. Say a better amen. I pray that the message you are hearing tonight will be a wake-up call. In the name of Jesus. Then she grabbed the last to her and cut it off. And when she cut it off, Samson, he woke up. And spoke in tongues a little. He didn't know. When God comes to people's lives, he comes powerfully. But when he leaves quietly. He didn't know the physical things were still intact, but the substance in his life was gone. He wanted to get at the enemy as he used to do, but they grabbed him. And then they preached back to him, Samson, since you not obey God and leave women alone, will deliver you by removing your eyes. If you have no eyes, you see no more women. May the last sermon that will change your life not be from the devil. Come and say a better amen. The devil preached the last sermon to Samson. They pulled out his eyes. Did you see your eyes that will not rest from women? Let's give you rest. Then Samson was imprisoned. Man of God was chained. Great destiny was chained down. Deliverer was in need of deliverance. Can't you see how perverted, how averted, how scattered, how different from the plan of God your life has become? But God of mercy, God of a second chance, tonight, he will give somebody a second chance. I say he will give somebody a second chance. He will give somebody a second chance. Your story is not ended yet. Your chapter is not finally closed. Satan has not won the battle. Mercy is coming your way. Help is coming your way. Intervention is coming your way. God will rescue you and God will recommission you tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, say better amen. The man of God became an instrument of entertainment. They engage him in entertaining them. And while he was entertaining them one day, he told a young man, I want to feel the pillars on which this house is standing. 3,000 men were in the gallery. More thousands were in the hall. And they brought Samson. And they were beating band for man of God and he was dancing. What a picture of what many altars have become in our days. Men of God are like sportsmen. Some don't even have what it takes to entertain the people. They bring clowns, they bring comedians to their altar just to make the people feel good on their way to hell. You are wicked. That you will not show God to men so that their destinies can be rescued. You are entertaining sinners on their way to hell. People have been hearing you for 20 years, 30 years. Drunkards, they come. Drunkards, they go. Their hearts are never touched. You're only concerned about their pockets. You are a thief. I pray that God will grant you repentance. All those you gather and glean from, God is going to demand their blood from you. Samson became an entertainer. And Samson cried out. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, "Oh Lord God, oh Lord God, remember me . This is not how you planned it to be for me. This is not the destiny I was born to fulfill. Remember me. One more time. Strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once. I just need one more chance. I can't miss it again. I just need one more chance. I can end in shame. I should end in glory. I can end in disaster. I should end in glory. That is the reason for this festival of glory, so that God can give you another chance. You can end in the camp of drunkards. You can end in the camp of robbers. You can end in the camp of prostitutes, harlots. You can end in the camp of adulterers and adulteresses. Your journey to Eshtal has brought you so down. But I see you rising again. I see you rising again. How many of us will want God to give us one more chance? Can I see your hand up? Raise the hand up very well. Raise the hand up very well. Samson cried to God. Excuse me, sir. The point your life has come to, you are the greatest fool alive if you will not cry. If Peter had not cried, he would have drowned. He took his eyes off Jesus. He saw the storm. He began to sink. But God will not force deliverance on him. He had to cry out, "Lord, I perish." And the moment he cried out, "Lord, I perish," he stretched his hand and grabbed him and pulled him up. You will not perish. I say you will not perish. Because tonight you will cry out to him and he will rescue you. And the Bible says, when God visited him, what he could not do in 10, 20 years, he did in one day. I see a restoration that will make your future many times better than your past. I see Satan lose the battle over you today. I see Satan regret the damage he has done to you in the name of Jesus. I see your journey to Estalton. And I see you return back to Zora. Tonight, Samson cried, "Oh Lord, remember me." The me in your plan. The me in your heart. The me in your purpose. Remember me. Not the me in a mess. Not the me battered and shattered and scattered. Remember the me from my mother's womb. Remember the me in the camp of Dan. Remember the me on the way to Zora. Remember the me in your plan and purpose. And Lord, give me one more chance. Try me again. I will not fail you anymore. Try me again. Try me again. Try me again. Give me one more chance. Can I ask you one more time? How many of you want God to give you one more time? One more chance. Lift your hand up quickly. Lift it up quickly. Lift it up quickly. If you are lifting that hand up, stand up on your feet. Very fast. Very fast. I want God to give me one more chance. I know he planned that my life will be different from the life I'm living. I want to return back to the purpose for which he created me. I want to get out of every mess that I found myself in. I want God to give me one more chance. If that is the reason why you are standing, can you run to the altar quickly? Run away from Satan. Run away from your past. Run into something new that God is doing in your life today. Come running. Don't look at anybody. Don't wait for anybody. Come running. Run from your mess. Run from that camp. Run from that terrible camp. Run from that wicked camp. Run from that dirty camp. Run from that failure camp. Run from that camp. That camp of men and women on their way to hell. Run from that camp. Run from that camp. Don't allow any devil stop you. Run from the bondage of Satan. Run from the bondage of sin. Run from the bondage of wickedness. Run. Come running. Come running. I see your life changing. I see your story changing. I see Satan regretting for allowing you come to the festival of glory. You may be watching me online. Get on your knees immediately. Get on your knees immediately. Your years in Estal has come to an end. Your destiny has faced Estal long enough. Return back to your maker. Return back to your king. You have a great destiny. You are not meant to be a prostitute. You are meant to be somebody's wife. A noble's wife. A honorable's wife. You are not meant to be a murderer. You are meant to be a mother. Keep running. Keep coming. If you are to be at this altar of mercy and you are sitting down, you are undoing yourself. You are deceiving yourself. Rise up and come to the altar and say, "Lord, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Give me one more opportunity. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Young man, all your mates have gone fine life. Sin has detained you. Sin has delayed you. Sin has demoted you. Why don't you rise up and come? God wants to begin a new chapter in your life. You may miss it tonight and miss it for life. You may miss it tonight and miss it for life. Who knows if it is the last call to mercy? Look at how fruitful your life has been. Look at how profitable your life has been. You have become a nuisance to your family. You have become a source of trouble to your mother. You have become a source of shame to your family. Come. Come away from Eshtaol. Come away from that strange man, that strong woman. Come to your maker. Leave that camp where you have been enslaved by bad habits. There is freedom here tonight. God wants to rescue you. Whoever the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. Rise up on your feet, everybody. The rest of you, those of you kneeling down, kneel down, talk to God. The rest of us, stand up. Which camp are you? Which camp are you? Can you pray yourself out of any strange camp that you have found yourself? Some preachers are now in the camp of magicians. Camp of people who borrow power from Satan to do God's work. Pray yourself out of that strange camp. Lord, my life can't remain here. I'm tired of this mixed life that I'm living. I'm tired of this mixed life that I'm living. I'm tired of this mixed life that I'm living. My life is mixed. My destiny is mixed. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, orders thou art called, holy, do not pass me by. Lord, rescue me from the valley of Sorek. My life has gone down to the place of unfruitfulness. I have become unprofitable to my maker. Forgive me, Lord, rescue me. Forgive me, Lord, set me free. Forgive me, Lord, liberate me. I'm tired of the dirty, naughty life I'm living. In Jesus' precious name we pray. That amen can be louder. Bow your heads, I like to pray. Those of you that are standing back there, your life has come under the grip of certain addictions. Certain habits have taken you captive. You want to serve God. But there are those things that you don't want to do that you can't help doing. You don't want those things to abort your destiny. Very sincerely tonight, you want God to break those yokes in your life. You are standing back there. Wherever you are like that, lift your two hands up. I'd like to pray for you. Lift your two hands up. I want to pray for you. I'm tired of those bondages, those addictions, those yokes, those habits. secret habits. If you are lifting the hand up, lift it up very well. If you are at the altar already, you don't need to lift your hand up. The Lord is already attending to your case. You are back there and sincerely want to be free tonight. Lift those hands up very well. I want to specially pray for you. Can you come to my right hand side here? Just come to where I'm standing. Not you kneeling there. Your hands are lifted up. Run this way quickly. We have no time tonight. Run this way quickly. I want to be free. You are already walking away from that habit. The yoke is already breaking as you are coming. The chains have been destroyed as you are coming. Those satanic appetites, they are breaking. Those satanic appetites are breaking. That appetite in your taste bud, God is breaking it. What a wonderful Christian you will have been by now. You are not growing. You are not making progress because of this addiction, this secret habits that have enslaved you. It has turned you a hypocrite. Run away from it. Masturbating almost every night. Run away from that habit. It's we who call you sister. Mating with everything inanimate. Walk away from the devil. Walk away from that habit. Lord, tonight is my night. Tonight, I will be free. Tonight, I will be free. Nothing but the blood. If you are coming, come very fast. If you want to stay with those devils, that's your business. He's already attending to people. Once you come to the altar, reach out to God. Reach out to Him. Lord, I have come. Lord, rescue me. Lord, set me free. Close this chapter in my life. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, gracious. Oh. Is the flow that makes me white, that
makes me white as
no
other fount I know. Name of Jesus. One more group of people I'm going to pray for tonight. One thing I discover is that when you return back to God, many odds in your life give way. You look for them and you never find them anymore. We may not be praying for the sick as such tonight, but as peace comes between you and God, all the pieces of your life are put together again. There are problems you came to this altar with that you will not even mention to people. Can I assure you? When you will rise and go from this altar, there shall be no more. One more set of people the Lord is asking me to pray for. You are back there. You are Samson. You are a shining light. You are a bright light. The hand of God was so strong on your life. You are a great vessel. But you are trapped. You had accident and your destiny has been truncated. What God used to use you to do before, you lost out. But tonight, you are saying, Lord, restore my anointing. You are back there. You are not at the altar yet. That is the matter with you. You are badly wounded. Destiny battered. You are a cardboard. So different from who you used to be. But your heart is crying, Lord. I can't end like this. This can't be the end of my story. Give me a Zora experience. Give me a new encounter. New fire. Visit me afresh. That is your condition. You are back there. Can you lift your hand up? Lift your hand up. Quickly. Let me see you. Wave the hand if you are raising your hand back there. Wave it. Good. I can see you. Can you rush to my very front here? Run to my very front here. Come right to my very front here. To my very front here. God is restarting with you again. Run to my very front here. Leave them. Run to my very front here. Great intercessors. Great prayer warriors. That have lost their voice. They have lost the fire of God. The fear of God. Lord, try me again. Lord, try me again. If you are coming, run. Or go back. If you are coming, run. Lord, I want us to beat again. Lord, I want to see you at work in my life again. Let mercy locate me again.
How I cherish
down on rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross, and exchange this anthem for a crown. How I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new. In my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new. Reach out to God. There is mercy for you where you are standing. Reach out to God. There is help for you. You have come. He will not allow you to go back to sin. Reach out to God. Reach out to God.
Something new. Something new.
Something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life.
Oh, do something new.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Wherever you are standing in your group, can you stand before the Lord now? Stand. Don't mix up, just stand where you are. Stand where you are. Stand before Him. In 1 minute again, can you whisper to Him while you are standing at this altar? The call you responded to. Whisper to Him. Because He's coming your way shortly. To do what no man can do. He will take away from you what should not be part of you anymore. He will take away from you all that is resisting your destiny now. He will turn you away from Ashtown. He will refocus you in the camp of Dan facing Zora.
is you, all naughty loves, and Jesus' love and righteousness. Again across the secret path, what will you leave, all Jesus' name. All Christ the soul, hear all Christ the all of our God, we sing His song. All of our ground, we sing His song. All Christ the soul, hear all Christ the oh, Lord, our God, we seek you, oh, Lord, our God, we seek you, oh, Christ, the Son, lead our Christ, that, oh, Lord, our God, we seek you, Father. Jesus, Master, Jesus, give church a hands up. To Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Minute. I surrender all. I surrender all.
I surrender.
Mean it from the depth of your heart. Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee.
My blood. Nothing will contest with you in my life anymore. Nothing will compete with you in my life anymore. I'm giving you the first place. I'm giving you the place of total lordship. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender all. Unto thee, O Lord, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Surrender.
I surrender all.
I surrender.
Unto thee, O Lord. Unto thee, O Lord, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Sing it for the last time. Unto thee, O Lord,
I surrender.
I surrender all.
Surrender
unto thee, O Lord,
to
be my
blessed.
Jesus, Savior, I surrender all.
Lift those two hands up to Him now in total surrender. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I surrender all, my entire life, to you. Every journey I have made away from destiny, the purpose for which you created me, forgive me and rescue me tonight. I return back to you and I surrender my whole life, the rest of my life, to you. Have me and do what you wish with the rest of my life. Work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Turn my life around. Break every yoke. Break every addiction. Break every bondage. Set me free, Lord. Set me free, Lord. Set me free, Lord. To live the rest of my life serving you until I see you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lift those two hands up. The Lord knows why you are standing here, and is going to visit you according to your cry. He's going to reach out to you. I see recoveries going on. I see restorations going on. What the enemy stole from you, the Lord is compelling a return. Lift those two hands up. Anything can happen to you after now. Precious Father, thank you for everyone standing at this altar. They have poured their hearts to you. They have come in different groups. They have made different decisions. And they have all come to the place of total surrender and willingness to fulfill the destiny you created them for. Father, come in our midst now. Precious Holy Spirit, come, Master. Visit. Visit. Visit your people. Fresh life. Fresh quickening. Restoration. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let your hand begin to come upon individuals. Begin to respond to personal cries. Let yokes begin to break. Let shackles begin to get destroyed. Let captivities get torn. In the name of Jesus. Stretch those hands up. I can see the Lord moving around. He's responding to cries. I see Him wiping away tears. I see fresh fire returning on altars. I see joy returning. I see grace being restored. Don't worry about anybody falling by your side. Don't worry, don't worry. Just concentrate, just concentrate, just concentrate. Just concentrate on yourself. He's attending to people. Let your cry be, Lord, don't bypass me. Don't bypass me. Don't bypass me, Lord. Don't bypass me. Don't bypass me. He's reaching people. He's reaching people. He's all over the place. He's reaching people. He's attending to people. Yokes are breaking. Shackles are being destroyed. Restoration is going on. Ichabods are becoming full of God's glory.
Grace is returning. The hand of God is coming upon lives. Destinies are being transformed. Destinies are being transformed. Lives are being rescued. Yokes are breaking. Habits are giving way. Addictions are breaking. Addictions are breaking. Addictions are breaking. Addictions are breaking. Yokes have been broken. Destinies have been rescued. Habits are living. They are living. They are living. God is setting people free. God is setting people free. I see that grace of intercession returning. That grace of intercession returning, 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 returning. Now, it's returning, it's returning, it's returning. Rivers flowing, rivers flowing, rivers flowing, rivers flowing, rivers flowing. Destinies have been restored. Destinies have been restored. I see garments being changed. That filthy, dirty garment, that stain on your garment, God is taking it away. Friend, new garment has been put on you. 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 God is still reaching out to people. God is still reaching out to people. Allow Him to sort you out. Allow Him to sort you out. Destiny will be beautiful again. Your future will be glorious again. You'll be fruitful again. Lift those two hands up. Tomorrow is the real fire night. I discover that God seems to want to quickly lead several lives. Lift those two hands up. God's fire is going to locate you in a new way. And you will find yourself praying the way I've never prayed all your life. That fire will purify you and give you a new identity. Father, it pleases you to release your fire on these individuals. You know who they are. You know where they stand. I'm just asking that you do exactly what is on your heart. Let your fire begin to locate the altars of their lives. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God, fire of God, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate those altars, locate those lives, now, 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 now. God's fire, God's fire, God's fire, God's fire, purifying fire, engaging fire, God's fire.
Holy Ghost, fire.
chapter is opening. A new chapter is opening. A new chapter is opening. A new chapter is opening. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now open your eyes and look at me if you can. Take this instruction. When you get back home tonight, spend a minimum of 15 minutes before the Lord. He's coming through to you right in your room. Spend those 15 minutes with him. What I can explain to you will happen. A lady obeyed that instruction. Her eyes in the spirit opened. Two old women walked out of her. One carrying a walking stick, one carrying a very heavy load. In the spirit, that is who they have made her life to become. But God separated her from it. Whatever is the other reason why your life is the way it is, those 15 minutes will settle it. Several years ago, a lady visited me back, you know, old from Macaulay. 42, no husband. When that encounter came, she noticed that God showed her she was wearing something. And in that revelation, she grabbed the thing and pulled it off all her. Then she looked at her face in the mirror. She was wearing a mask. She grabbed the mask and pulled it off. And then she looked at her face. She looked so beautiful and pretty. She went to greet the mother that morning. Mom, good morning. And the mother paused a little and looked at her and said, my daughter, you look beautiful this morning. She didn't tell the mother anything. You see, when your story changes in the spirit, it becomes visibly seen. She said, Mom, why? I'm always beautiful. Why are you saying like that? I said, No. You are beautiful this morning. She said, Mom, tell me, why are you saying that? Then the mom opened up and said, before today, every time I see you as if it is you that is my mother. He said, but for the first time today, I am seeing you as my daughter. So she went around in destiny with the face of the grandmother. So everybody who saw her saw an old grandma. Nobody wanted to get married to old grandma. But after that encounter, she went to the office that morning. She had the greatest shock of her life. Everybody who came in wanted to pitch tent with her. But before they come on pass and turn their faces away as if she didn't exist. And guess what happened? Of course, she got married. How many minutes did I ask you to spend? This is a festival of glory. Every shame in your life is coming to an end. God couldn't have invested so much to put this program together just to entertain you. No. How many minutes did I say? 15 minutes on your knees. Talk over with him again. He's coming through to talk to you. He's coming through to sort you out. When you'll be returning back here tomorrow night, the final night, the fire night. Of course, wherever the fire of God comes, miracles happen on ending. But I dare to say to you that the step you took away from your past to God's presence today, miracles have begun for you. very uncommon miracles. Amen. There are those of you that came out first, can you just go over there? We'd like to see you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha. Please, the rest of you, just wait. I have an instruction for you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Hallelujah, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, covenant keeping God, God is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, God is no one like you.
There is no one like you.
Covenant
keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha.
Hallelujah, God is so nice. Amen. Everyone that is here tonight, make sure you don't come to the meeting alone tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be an engaging night. The Lord said it will be a fire night. Fire that will make it impossible for anything to tie your destiny down again. So please, when you go to your services in the morning, tell somebody, invite somebody. Then those of you in the front here, would like to see you at the embassy on Monday. On Monday at the embassy. International Market, 4 p.m. on Monday. What time did I say? What time would we like to see you? 4 p.m. What of you? 4 p.m. So when you come that day, we'll get your details. Is that fine?
You can do better than